Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. Good morning, this is Lily and Liv, your Nine AM Zlines.
Good morning, this is Lily and Liv with your 9am Zlands. In local news, a homeless Brisbane man swaps his street piano for the Queensland Symphony Orchestra. His passion captured the hearts of the community 2 weeks ago, which led him to the opportunity to play with the orchestra. The member of the orchestra, Justin Bullock, says that he can see his soul connecting with the instrument. Shane is a self-taught and plays whenever he gets the opportunity. He now says that his dreams have come true to be able to have this experience and be able to play with others.
In national news, Perth Business EES Shipping has introduced a four-day work week in a bid to boost staff productivity. Managing Director Brian Hack said, "We're working on the 180-100 rule, so we want 100% output for 80% of the time, but 100% pay. The arrangement sees staff rotating the weekday they have off." Hack said the roster is working well, staff are more positive, and there is less sickness throughout the office.
In more national news, platypuses are back at Australia's oldest national parks after disappearing for over 50 years. Inside the Royal National Park, located in the south of Sydney, four females have been returned. Plans to introduce two additional females and four males in the near future, according to a statement from the University of New South Wales. With years of careful planning, wildlife experts hope the creatures will re-establish within the park's waterways, including the Hacking River, where they were released.
In Austria this weekend, Hitler's speech and Nazi slogans were played over the loudspeakers of an Austrian train from Bregenz to Vienna on Sunday. A spokesperson for the rail operator EB told CNN on Monday, "Someone has illegally opened the intercom with a duplicate key and played a Hitler speech over a loudspeaker." Train passenger Rabbi Shlomo Hofmeister said in a tweet that he was shocked and disturbed, and the train didn't provide any explanation or reassurance to passengers. Rabbi Hofmeister recalled some of the passengers panicked while others laughed with embarrassment. For your weather today, Brisbane is rainy. It's currently 17 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 22. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band.
That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au to read more.